just that so many people have a different story to tell, and it's what makes them unique.
John Green of Lancaster is a second-year student at Villa. Green and a handful of other Villa students attended last week's StoryCorps presentation in our studio.
When we were in, like, middle school and that, we were told just get off the cell phones because they were pointless, and now we're, like, learning how to use them as careers.
And Green is referring to using a StoryCorps mobile app that lets you sit down with another person to tell their story. The students were given an assignment to conduct their StoryCorps with the app. Villa senior Victoria Coble is completing her last college semester. She's majoring in creative writing along with graphic design and is learning digital media.
I've never been very good with written interviews, per se. I'm still kind of awkward with spoken interviews, but at the same time, hearing these interviews and hearing them talking up on the panel and how they would explain it, I feel like it really helped me as a student, as a writer, and as a potential interviewer.
Freshman Demetrius Stokes tells us he was amazed at the great diversity StoryCorps represents in its storytelling, with people from many different backgrounds.
How they grasp the stories and, like, the emotions and really getting into the whole interview, it gave me, like, hints on, like, how to ask questions and to bring the viewers more into the story.
The amount of teamwork conducted by StoryCorps' crew and citizens who participate intrigues second-year student LaCherie Reed.
Does it also excite you to go out and find people's stories?
Yeah, it really does. It's something I was doing in my personal life anyway, and then, like, just kind of blogging about it. But to be able to actually do it with an app, it's like an Instagram, but for stories. It's really cool.
I truly like the diversity in it, and it was really just enjoyable to me.
Hawa Ukash is a freshman and is excited about her assignment in studying StoryCorps to tell a digital story.
It's just like all the stories were like really personal and really deep to me, so I feel like I want to get to that when I interview someone.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.